Hour two of the Drive Guys here with Drapes and Jay on Sactown Sports. 11:40, still talking about that loss last night, 132-96. I'm still in a mood. I haven't figured out a way how to cope with it, really the whole season, because it's up and down. We're on the roller coaster. I don't know if is it therapy I got to take. Is it a cooking class? Like, what's my outlet, Jay? Because I have not figured it out, big fella. I couldn't golf today. It's funny. The family is back in Boston, and my son went to one of those rage rooms.
Oh, you ever heard of that? Yeah. There's a few out here.
Are there?
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I had to send it your way.
Seriously, because that's how I feel right now, man. My coffee is bland. It's like, blah. Somebody's like, Starbucks is always bad coffee. You should try Pete's. I'm a Starbucks dude, but this one just didn't hit the spot. And so hit us up, 916-339-1140. How are you coping with this season? How are you coping with last night's loss? Let's get to AC on line two, Jay. AC, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What do you got, man?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to disagree with that previous caller. I'm the one that waited on the phone for 35 minutes.
You did wait a long time, AC. You did. I will say that.
So Draper, I'm with you. That game was the kind of game that makes you wish you were still a Boston Celtics fan, I imagine.
I tell you what, if we were in Boston, sports talk radio after that game last night, please. We taking it easy right now. EC.
Right. So I'm going to agree with your partner there, who's awesome. That is 1-1 and 1-82. But the reason I'm saying that is I'm an optimist. And we have the Mavericks right where we want them. They think they're going to come in Friday and it's going to be a cakewalk. And I guarantee you the Kings will be geared up for that game. I guarantee it. I predict a win on Friday.
AC, I like that, man. I like the positivity. Appreciate that. And AC is doing that voodoo mind tricks.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, we lost last night, but we got them right where we want them. They feel confident. And wait till they come into the G1C on Friday. We got something waiting for them. On the text line, Jay, how about this one? 916, I attended Zumba classes to dance the pain away. I have class tonight at 6:30. Come join me. That's James X.
Man, shouts out to James.
Yeah, he in the Zumba class.
Have you ever jumped in a Zumba? I haven't.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Okay.
What is Zumba? What is that?
If I knew, I'd tell you, but I'm not 100%. I know it's got something, calisthenics work, dancing, I believe, something.
Yes,
I think.
Yeah, this used
but
to
I'm
be
guessing.
Some trainer, Sean T.
He used to have
remember Sean
T. Sean
T? Mm-hmm. I used to do stuff like that with him. Here's the best text of the day, though, 831. The way I cope is I go to Mercedes-Benz of Stockton and purchase that new EV. That's
how big money, then.
A little shopping therapy, right, bro?
I think we all do that.
Yes.
I know you get down, but are you a retail therapy guy?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I am too, man.
And most of my purchases are sneakers.
Me too.
Like, I don't need them.
Yep.
But go buy two or three pair or something
I
like
know.
That. I know, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a habit. It's an addiction to a certain extent for me, man, where it's like, I've graduated from the 250 joints.
Yeah.
Down because,
a little bit.
Quite frankly, Drapes, we came around in the golden era of tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And this is a conversation. We're definitely going to have this down in summertime where nothing's going on. Where, shoes now, Nike's living off retros. Buying new Nikes. They're buying all retro stuff.
All retros.
And so, yeah, man, I'm with you. Retail therapy, shouts out to that, too.
Yeah, the sneaker game is ridiculous right now. It's too saturated, too, right now.
Very much so.
It's way too saturated.
So.
And so, yeah, I do some retail therapy. What about everybody else out there? What ways do you cope with this Sacramento Kings season? Should we go to TC? Are we going to check it? Let's check it with TC. TC, my guy, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's up, baby?
Man, check it out. Look, hey, y'all got me, right?
Yeah, I got you. Let's go.
Okay, we got first and foremost, Drake's Jay, what's up with my bros, man? Check it out. Hey, I just keep it real simple. I got two parts for this situation. Hey, I'm with my guy Will when he was talking about Mike Brown. We don't want to hear about the spray threes. I call in all the time and talk about the spray threes, bro. You got to figure something else out when that's not falling, Mike. Seriously, it seemed like, Mike, we either play a lockdown defense or you want everybody to touch the paint just to spray it out. What about touching the paint to get a floater? What about touching the paint to dominate in the paint? That way we can get some inside the paint points, Mike. We got to work on that. As far as the fans, And as far as De'Aaron, listen, man, y'all kick back on De'Aaron and Rashay, man. We love both of them, man. Listen, stay back on them. But also on the fan side, listen, bro, we can't be caring more than y'all. You get me? It seems like the fans, we coming on here super passionate, super this and that. Like, man, this is what we need to change. But when you ask the team, it seems like the team is like, you know what, man? We don't care, man. We ain't even really tripping on this situation. Like, nah, bro, listen. I have some passion about this. Great. Y'all asking, listen, y'all asking callers what we need to do to cope. What's the team doing, man? What's y'all doing to cope, man? To win, seriously. We talking about going to buy Benzes, buying retro Jordans, going over here to buy a burger, kicking it, doing yoga. Come on, man. That's all I got.
TC, that's the best call. Best call of the day. I see, but that's what I'm saying. JTC right there, he hit it right
fired
on the head.
Up, baby.
He is fired up. Will's fired up. I don't want to hear it. I knew one of 82, Jay. I'm not with that, bro. I'm not with that.
I got you, man.
One of 82? All right. You got one more chance to say that on Friday.
Okay.
If you say one of 82 on Monday,
yeah, I'm getting the smoke. I'm getting smoke.
This is the biggest game of the year. Last three or four or five, how many years has been? We have to win that to avoid the play-in. If we lose that game, I think it's play-in, man.
I'm with you, but I'm always devil's advocate with certain things. Mm. Let's say they. Just as you talked about, let's say they have a great game, play it down a stretch, and, you know, I don't want to speak into an existence. Yeah, something happens and you lose by one or two.
You okay with that?
I'm not. I'm asking you.
I would have been okay last night with that.
Okay, but not Friday. No matter what, anything that's short of a win, you're not okay.
Because, Jay, they just beat our butt last night.
Yeah.
Now, if we would have came up just short – and then we lose again on Friday in the same fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. But they embarrassed you on your home floor on national TV.
Yeah.
Like this, we need the best version of the Sacramento Kings come Friday. That's what I'm talking about. Like, Dallas is a good team. This isn't the same Dallas team from before the trade deadline. They're going to bring it. We need to match their level. And I didn't think we did that last night, man.
Yeah, you know, right from the gate, you could see Dallas was out there to play ball.
Yes.
They came to play ball. And you've seen it. It was funny because after we got off the air yesterday, I heard Henry Turner, the high flyer who was on game night, talking about he spoke with Jason Kidd, had an opportunity to speak with him prior to the game and prior to the show. And he said he was telling Jason, like, yeah, we need this one. You know, the Kings need this one. And he said Jay Kidd told him no. We need this one. You guys are okay. Mm. If you beat us, it's what you're supposed to do. We're coming to you for two games, national game. We expect you guys to be up. I challenge my team and to let them know we have to go win this one tonight. And it stuck with me because Drape says I was sitting here. I'm looking how it unfolds. First quarter, I was like, okay, cool. I see it. Kings doing their thing. Second quarter, it kind of started to turn. And then the third quarter, it was like, I think he went back into that locker room and said a TC or a Will or a Draper or a Jay speech, what we've been asking for the Kings. And I'm not saying Coach Brown or Jordy or DC or Triano. None of them guys said this because I don't know. I wasn't in there. But it showed. Like, Jay Kidd went in there and was like, nah, cool first half. Yeah, we're up. Nah, we need this tonight.
Yes.
Go get it for me. And I think it really showed.
And that's something we talked about on our pre-show call. It's like the Mavs really needed that one.
Yes.
They were the team that was in danger of losing the season series with the loss last night. The Kings sort of was playing a little bit with house money, and it felt like it too. Like, it felt like Dallas was the team with their backs up against the wall.
Desperate.
Mm. Exactly. Now you got two desperate teams come Friday. I want to see what our boys bring on Friday. Like, this is a statement game, Jay.
Mm.
You know, because and you asked me earlier if they lose close one. Nah, I don't want to even think about that. But from a psychological, I need to see some fight, man. I need to see diving for loose balls. I need to see a no layup rule. I need to see, like, I'm watching that game. I'm sitting in my normal broadcast seat. I'm watching Lucas smiling, joking with the officials.
Wow.
He was playing mind games out there. It was a walk in the park for that dude. And That's the problem, man. It's Sacramento, bro. When teams come here, they should know it's going to be hell to pay. During our golden years,
yeah,
it was the toughest place in the league to play.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore. And it's not on the fans to bring that. It's on the players because the fans are doing their part. It's on the players to make this the toughest place to play in the league. And right now, they're not doing that.
It's a great point. You said this to me, you know, prior, and I felt this. We were ready last night to explode.
Right.
There was a couple three-pointers that were missed. I remember the Keegan three-pointer in the corner. There were a few opportunities and times where you could see the fans were anxious. They were sitting on their hands, and they were waiting for an eruption or a quick run, and it just went the opposite. And again, you could just go back to that third quarter run that the Dallas Mavs had on, and I go back to the back-to-back threes from Kyrie. Then you add the Tim Hardaway three-pointer and a step in on the two from the you know, the pump fake and dribble in. And that was like a quick, what would that be, 11 points.
Yep.
And it just it was like, oh, man, they went from, you know, a close game to, uh-oh, wait a minute, this is about to look like 20 in a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, coach called a timeout. And I just, I'm with you, Drapes. I didn't pay attention to Luka as much, and I'm glad you said that. But I did think there were opportunities for the Kings to come back at the Mavs, and they just didn't pick up the phone. They didn't answer the call.
They didn't answer the call. They did not answer the bell from a boxing term. We'll get back to the phone lines. I see you holding out there, Rich. I'll get to you in a minute. 916-339-1140. How are you coping with this Kings season and the loss last night? Maybe you're going for a long walk. Maybe you're throwing the ball with your dog. Maybe you're at the gym. We want to hear from you. Jay and I will tell you how we're coping with this Kings loss coming up next here on The Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. Back here with Drapes and Jay on The Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. Kings fall hard last night to the Dallas Mavericks at the crib at that, at home at that, 132-96. We'll get back to the phone lines in a minute, 916-339-1140. We're asking you, Sacramento Kings fans, how do you cope with last night's loss? How have you coped with this season where you win two games, you lose one, you lose to the Wizards, you beat the Bucks, you lose to Charlotte, you go out there and beat Denver? It has been a roller coaster of a season. AC on the YouTube chat, I see your AC. He says, Costco is the best retail therapy ever. Food at snack stations plus stuff you didn't even know you needed. You could get sneakers there, Jay.
I know.
You could get underwear.
I know.
You could get pajamas.
I know.
You could get golf balls.
I know.
Everything you need is at Costco.
Everything.
That's retail therapy.
Your daughter says she can live there.
She says she's like, Dad, do they have bathrooms? I'm like, yeah, honey, over in the corner. She's like, we could really live here. They got couches out there
everything.
For you. Rotisserie chicken.
Everything.
Whatever you need, Costco has it right there. So that's a good way of getting some therapy and coping with what we saw last night from the Sacramento Kings. I see the phone lines lit up. Asking you guys out there, how do you cope? Let's go to Rich on line one. Rich, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What do you got?
Hey, Drapes, how you doing, buddy? I know you're hurting, and I am too. Okay, I've been down this road for a lot of years. Okay, I was at the Western Conference Finals with the Lakers and the Kings. 2 weeks ago, I was up in Sactown. I live in San Diego, right?
Okay.
I was up in Sactown 2 weeks ago. I took my granddaughter to her first Kings game, and I was telling her all about lighting the beam, and they didn't light the beam, as you well know. Mm-hmm. But I want to. You're looking for some therapy, okay?
So yes.
I'm in San Diego, so I'm gonna tell you right now, Dr. Diego talking to you, okay?
Okay. Should I lay on the couch? Should I put my feet up and lay on the couch?
No. That's too lazy, man. You gotta get out and get some fresh air, okay?
Okay.
So I'll tell you exactly what I did this morning, okay? After watching the game last night, and you know, living in San Diego, I got the league pass. I watch almost every damn game. And I bleed black and purple, okay, just so you know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But and I am a native Sacramentan, by the way.
Okay.
But so this morning I took off about 8:30, and I rode 31 miles out to Ocean Beach. I put some good music in my ears, and I got on my e-bike, and I put some miles in.
What kind of music were you listening to, though? What were you listening to?
Well, you know, I'm a classic rock guy, okay? So okay. I listen to Pandora, Buffalo Springfield, and, you know, Neil Young, and, you know, Crosby, Stills, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. Little mix, okay? But Pandora, I had Pandora on, right?
Okay.
And it was actually Buffalo Springfield Pandora, but they do a total different mix. But I did take a time out on my way down because I knew Katie was going to be on at 9 o'clock with Carmichael Dave. And I used to live, last place I lived in Sacramento, I moved out in 2007 from Carmichael, right?
Okay.
So anyway, I used to be Rich from Carmichael, but now I'm Dr. Diego today for you, okay?
All right.
So what I recommend to you living in Sacramento, I don't know, do you have a bike? Do you have a bicycle?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Do you have an e-bike?
I don't have an e-bike, though. I'm old-fashioned, baby.
Make life a little... No, I know. I've had all those old-fashioned bikes, too, okay? But I'm coming up on 69, okay? So once you hit senior citizen, you can't be so hard on yourself, okay?
Got you, Rich. Got you.
But I'm still pedaling the whole time. But what I'm saying is that get a nice bike or whatever bike. Get out on that American River Trail. Put some good music in your ears. Get some fresh air, you know? And if that's not enough, you can do like I did this morning. After riding 31 miles, I went down to the pool because I got a pool two blocks from me, and I swam 32 lengths.
Dang.
And when I was swimming them laps, I didn't think about the Kings and the loss at all.
Oh, so you just forget about it a little bit, go out,
yeah.
You know, enjoy nature, enjoy the weather, yeah. Get some fresh air. I may have to do that.
Yeah, they have some good looking lifeguards there, too, that we're talking to.
So, thank you, Rich. Appreciate it, man. I'm going to write that one down because I need some fresh air after last night because I'm fired up, Jay. Like I said, I'm still sipping on this coffee because I don't have anything else. There's a water cooler right here next to me. Like, this is some bad coffee right now. Let me hide the cup. I don't even know if it's a sponsor at the station, but this is some of the worst Starbucks I've had, bro.
One of my therapies beside retail therapy is, and I always say this, I'm chubby for a reason, man. You know, I like to eat, brother.
Me too.
Good meal changes my whole vibe.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can make me sleepy, make me happy, you know, delighted, but I like to get a little something to eat too.
Get a little grub in.
Yeah. Even if it's a snack, you know, I'm a snacker.
Are you really?
I like to put my fingertips on a chip, something sweet or salty or, you know, something like that. And so that's one of my therapies too, man. And thankfully, you know, I've been an athlete for most of my life and, you know, I'm not 600 pounds. And if you are, hey, by all means, live your life well, you know, long as you healthy. And so, yeah, that's kind of one of mine too, Drake. So I like to sit down and have a good meal, man.
Me too. And I'm a snacker also.
Okay.
I'm like a pretzel and chip kind of guy.
Man.
You know,
combination.
Like, combination,
the pup
bro.
The mix at Costco. Have you had that?
I have not had
that. Dude, I'm going to buy you one.
Really?
I'm bringing it to you.
Pub mix. What's in there?
Oh, man. Pretzels. I believe. Like this,
what is it, like cheese doodles?
Kind of like a cheese puff. Yeah, I was kind of thinking like that.
Yeah.
They have like this little have you eaten the Gardetto's?
Yes.
It reminds me of Gardetto's.
Okay, I'm a Gardetto's fan.
Dude, I'm going to go. And the thing is, they give you like a whole mountain. It's a whole bottle worth, brother. Like, I'm talking about a 14 ounces type. This thing is huge.
Okay.
And it's like $8, man. $10.
Right,
I got you.
Oh, man. Hey, Compio says, Draper, dip into Carmichael Dave's food corner next to you. I didn't even see the food. He got some.
Normally, he has a little bit of stuff over there.
Little Nutri-Grain bars.
Dude, he's got Flintstone vitamins over there.
Yeah, he got ibuprofen.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw some Flintstones, some chewables.
All right. I may have to try one of these Nutri-Grain bars. Let's get to Curtis online, too. Curtis, what's up, man? You're on with Drapes and Jay.
Drake, Jay, what's going on? Tell us how y'all doing.
Good. What's up, baby? What's happening?
Hey, not too bad. It was a rough night last night, but look, I got 3 points to make real quick.
All right.
So the first one is the home court. Even in the lean years, we had good home court. So I don't know what's going on with that, but we need to get that back. Once we get that back, it's going to be a wrap. Second thing is I know this is going to be unpopular, but we may need to make the play-in because – all these other teams that are up at the top, they've been in those situations, so they know what it's like not to want to be in that. So that may have to harden us a little bit. And then the other thing is that the desperation needs to happen before the desperation kicks in. We need to have that killer mentality. And we don't have that yet, but once we get it, we're going to be very, very scary. But with all that said, we still got our destiny in our own hands. We got a chance to make this right, and that's all I got. But keep up alive. Like the bean, baby.
All right. Love it. Love it. Great call, Curtis.
You and Jesse Jackson on the song,
right?
Yeah. Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. He had the right fist up out there, like in Mexico City, you know, Juan Carlos and them.
Is that one of 82? Is Curtis saying the same thing I'm saying? I mean, he did start off saying it was a tough night.
Yes, yes. But he's remaining optimistic, positive, because he knows, like he said, everything is still right there for the taking. You win Friday, you're right back in sixth place.
Right.
And so, you know, as salty as I am right now, as we are right now, you still are able to get it back, if you will. Win the season series, get the tiebreaker, move back into sixth. It's interesting. He brought up the home court situation. I'm looking at the standings right now. How many teams... And the Kings are seventh seed. How many teams in the West alone do you think have a better home court record than the Sacramento Kings? Now, mind you, Jay, this is Sacramento, the Cowbells, the toughest place it used to be to play in the league. How many teams have a better home record than us right now? I got it right here, Jay. I got it.
I would say all of them.
Almost.
Okay.
It's probably better to do it who doesn't have a better record.
Okay.
Than San Antonio.
I'm thinking out of the top seven. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You're saying throughout the whole Western Conference.
The whole West.
Okay,
like,
got
where
you.
Do the Kings rank?
I would say eight. I'm going eight. Eighth in the Western Conference when it comes to home records.
Nine teams are better. So we're 10th in the Western Conference. Denver, OKC, Minnesota, Clippers, Pelicans, I believe, Mavericks, Phoenix, Lakers, and Rockets all have a better home record.
I thought we had a better record than the Pelicans. That's why I was like seven out of the eight that...
Let me see here.
I thought they were one
short. Oh,
yeah,
we got them by a half eight, like one game.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, I thought I saw that.
You're right about that. 20-14, 21-14.
Got you.
So
we're ninth.
Come on, man. This is Sacramento we're talking
about. That's play-in. That's the reason why they're in the play-in position that they're in.
And no offense to New Orleans. Great city. Great fans. But I've been down to some of those games.
Drake, ain't nobody coming to those damn Pelicans games, man.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. We're on the same level as the Pelicans. The Smoothie King Center being empty, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say, look like an Oakland A's game.
Seriously. And I know they're playing better now and the fans are coming there. But... this is Sacramento, bro.
Yeah.
We supposed to have the best home court advantage. And it's not the fans' fault, man. The guys just aren't getting it done. I'm looking at it right now. We're 21-14 at home and 21-16 on the road. So we almost have an exact same road record as home record. The road record's been solid.
Yeah.
I'll take 21-16. But that 21-14, Jay, should be more like 24-10. 26-8 or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. That's difficult. And to basically what you're saying is everyone who's in front of the Sacramento Kings in the standings has a better home record.
Yep.
And one thing you've alluded to a few times already, the Sacramento Kings have set the standard for home cooking. They've always been through it, as Rich said, through the lean years. It's always been something to come and play here. We just heard Pat Beverly a couple weeks say it on his podcast, right? We've heard Rajon Rondo talk about it within the last month. Like, people hated to come here.
Yep.
They didn't like playing here. They didn't want the cowbells in their ears. They didn't want the loud fans, you know, and being on top of them. And the G1C is a little bit different. It'll never feel like Arco. But you've been here in the times that G1C has been rocking. Like slams and coming from the roof or going up the roof, I should say.
Up,
you know, like not coming down. It's been times where it's like, man, I go back to the Bogdan Bogdanovic game winner over the Lakers. I believe that was season one or season two at the G1C. And I just remember, man, this feels like Arco. Right. And so with the Kings, that's astonishing, Drapes.
Yes.
Like ninth in the West.
At home.
That's tough, man.
And like I said, it's not the fans' fault because the fans, they are ready. They are ready to explode out there. But the players, the coaches, they got to give it to them. All right, we'll see if it happens Friday. Coming up next, we'll get back to your phones. Steven, I see you out there. We'll get to you. Hit us up, 916-339-1140. How are you coping the day after a tough, brutal loss to the Dallas Mavericks? More of the Drive Guys next on Sacktown Sports, 1140. Drapes and Jay here holding it down on Sacktown Sports, 1140. Still talking about the Kings coming up short last night. By about, what, 34, 36, whatever it was. They didn't just come up short. They came up 36-point beatdown last night by the Dallas Mavericks, who at one point in that second half led by 39. We'll get back to the phone lines in a minute, 916-339-1140, asking you, how do you cope with what's happening this season with the Sacramento Kings? Jay said, you know, sometimes he does retail therapy. You know, somebody suggested the American River Walk. Somebody on a 916, that caller that suggested the American River Walk is a great place to go. I would suggest going to Ansel Hoffman Golf Course and look for Effie with Nature Center. Wonderful paths to walk. Maybe I'll head out there. Very beautiful nature area as well. I didn't get into golf today. I was supposed to have a golf lesson with my guy Tom Morton over at Hagen Oaks. Had to cancel that. I'm just in an awkward, bad mood right now, Sacramento Nation, because that was a monster game, a massive game. We were geeked up. The crowd was geeked up. The security, the concessions, everybody in the building was geeked up. National TV. Jay, you mentioned Greg Anthony, who was on the call with Michael Grady last night. GA told me that was his first time at a Kings game last night.
Yes.
So he was looking forward to it. Ah. He was excited. And we laid an egg in front of Greg Anthony, bro.
I know. I mean, it's to, you know, a former Knickerbocker.
Yes.
Somebody who, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be tuned in Saturday when the Kings play the Knicks. Or was that next Saturday?
Next Thursday.
That's next Thursday. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tough part about that is we continue to ask for, you know, the respect, the love, the showering, the blessings. And when we have these opportunities and we let them slip through our fingers, it's very difficult. And you just hope, again, that you get an opportunity from a guy like GA. And, GA is sharp enough. He's been in the league. He's got a son in the league. Pretty sure he knows that there's ebbs and flows of a season. Yeah. But we also know this too, Drapes. First impression is everything. Mm. And if that thing would have been rocking in Sacramento, like I'm pretty sure everyone has told him, man, wait till you go to Sac and the fans and the cowbells and the people in your ear and all the love and respect that, you know, Sacramento Kings fans give to the NBA, not only the Kings, but the NBA. I would have loved to send him out, you know, out of Sacramento probably this morning on just a better feel,
bro. Yes.
Like, just really, you know what, man? I was highly impressed with the building. I was highly impressed with the city. And I can't speak any higher than the fans, you know?
Yeah, and he wake up today thinking, I probably won't be coming back to Sac anytime soon, right?
I know.
He's more impressed with the Dallas Mavericks this morning and what they did last night instead of the Sacramento Kings. Coming up at, 5:15, we got Jason Anderson of the Sacramento Bee set to join us.
He was in
the building. He asked De'Aaron Fox about being a leader and speaking after the game. We'll get into that coming up at the top of the hour because D-Fox had some strong comments about that. But let's get back to the phone lines, Jay. Steven's been hanging on with us on line three. Steven, you're on with Drapes and Jay. What's up, man?
Man, how you guys doing, man? I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to hear anybody complain about like being on hold for too long, man. Come on now.
What else they doing, right?
I took regional transit, and it took me 48 minutes to get from my work to downtown, only to miss you guys by 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, really?
Oh. I tried to pull up on you guys, man, and I was late, so I sat around and I hung out with.
With High Flyer in him? Oh, did we lose Steven?
Nicest,
you there, Steven?
Kindest human being. Yeah. Hey, I'm still here.
Yeah, all right, baby. I thought you might be on high speed rail right now or something like that. You were cutting out on me, man. You're cutting out. But yeah, sorry you missed us yesterday.
No, it's all good, man. It is all good. But anyway, man, that's what I was trying to get at, man. I was trying to pull up. I was trying to see the boys real quick. Maybe check out a beam while I hung out downtown, man. Nah. I got home, watched the game. As soon as the starters were pulled, I was like, ooh, boy. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. How you gonna let Dallas get up on you by 30?
Right.
And then it's gonna be embarrassing when you're down by that much, man, and you pull your starters. It's like, well, there ain't no use in wasting all this, you know, putting mileage on the boys when, you know, we're down by almost 40.
Right.
So very, very, very disheartening, man. Very disheartening. But
all right,
hey, man, at least, hey, man, appreciate you guys, man. All right, hope y'all catch y'all next time.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be out there again. We'll do some more live shows, no doubt about
it. First of many.
Yes, first of many, and hopefully we'll be able to light the beam. Let me ask you this, Jay, because, you know, I'm the team broadcaster, work for the squad.
Mm-hmm.
I left early last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't leave too early.
Fourth quarter early?
Fourth quarter.
Okay.
Fourth quarter. But like,
what was you trying to be, brother?
I don't know, man.
Traffic? Are you just fired up? Or you just couldn't take it no more? Or what happened?
It was just like, you know what? Let me beat this traffic. This game's over. It's a wrap. But I feel a little guilty about that. Like, I feel like I should have stuck it out with the guys. And I was talking to Alan Stiles about this. He said, yeah, he stuck it out, went to post game. He said, because that way he beat traffic because everybody was already leaving early.
Yeah.
You know, but should I have stuck around, bro?
Oh, man, that's tough to tell another person.
I was off.
Yeah.
It was my off night.
Sure.
I didn't have to work.
Sure.
So.
Well, I'll say this. I think there is the same way we've been asking for this team to show certain emotions and respond and, you know, show some grit in certain areas. I can give you a mulligan.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You stuck it out. It'd be different if you were ho-hum, you know, feathery in the air, couldn't trust you, don't know what Drapes is about. Look, all due respect, I think you come not only to this show, I think we've seen it pre and post on NBC, and I definitely hear it in your voice when I do get the opportunity to listen to you and Katie when it comes to the passion that comes through the microphone.
Right.
You know,
right.
The broadcast. And so with all that being said, Drapes, is I think you've bought all in. Like something, it's funny, and I'm peeling back the curtain a little bit here. We have a new boss here at Sac Sports 1140, right? Shouts out to our new boss, the boss man.
Yep.
And he has come from another station that just say he's not a Sacramento Kings fan.
Yeah.
I'll let him tell his story when his story, you know, when he writes the book.
Right.
But he's trying to involve himself in the Sacramento community, and he said to me on numerous occasions, I'm going all in. As a Sacramento Kings fan, I'm adopting the Kings as my squad. I saw the boss man last night, fresh new gear, Kings gear in his hand.
Oh, did he? He actually went to the store and got some.
Dude, he's spending the money, his own money.
Okay.
To dive in with the Kings. And so all I can do is respect that. And so I use that to say, I think since you've been here, you have blended yourself in a Sacramento culture around a Sacramento city, the community, within the fans. People love you. And I think it's okay because guess what? We just went through a sweet 16 of years that I'm pretty sure we all walked out very early.
Right.
So if you get one Drapes, it's all good, bro. Don't be down on yourself, man.
And actually, I was going to leave at halftime.
Oh,
but
dude, where you going?
No, but,
wait
you know,
a minute now.
I always got things to do, big fella. I always got things to do and people to see.
I got
off night, family out of town. You know what?
Yes, sir.
I was about to get into them streets. But then I was like, you know what? My boys might come back.
It's the biggest game of the season, according
to
you.
I'm going to stick it out. Stuck it out through the third. I'm like, let me stick it out for the start of the fourth, just in case. And then by the 7-minute mark, that first time out, I was
over.
It was over. And then 2 minutes later, Mike pulled everybody anyway. So I didn't miss much. But I was wondering, man.
Did you at least turn the radio on when you got to the car?
I did.
The new Benz, I got you.
Yeah, the new Benz from Stockton, Mercedes-Benz of Stockton, just a short drive down I-5. But no, I finally got to listen to the G-Man on the call.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the G-Man, I give him credit, man. After all them years of being down. Whew. All them blowout losses, he still made it enjoyable to listen to. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be able to tell from his voice in the calls that it was a 36-point loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was still engaged, still excited. And then I listened to the post-game show also.
Okay.
With our boy Jay Ross.
They got out of there quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they went right to sound quick, too.
Right.
They went to Keegan, De'Aaron, Mike, and then they were like, all right, we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
But I get it, man, because we don't need to hear from them.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear from High Flyer Jason Ross. We need to hear from the participants, the guys who are responsible for what we saw on the floor. And so coming up in just a little bit, we'll hear from De'Aaron Fox. Didn't seem like he took too kindly to a question from our guy Jason Anderson, who we'll have on at 5:15. But, you know, on a day like today, we don't need to hear from me. We don't need to hear from you. I know it's our job, but really the people that need to be speaking, the players and the coaches, and on Friday they need to speak with their play. They need to atone for what we saw last night at home at Golden One Center. And so when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I want to get into this Caitlin Clark story, Jay, because I find it interesting what Ice Cube is offering Caitlin Clark. And if I'm Caitlin Clark, sign me up today. I'll tell you what it is. You're listening to The Drive Guys on Sactown Sports, 1140. That's Keegan Murray last night after the Sacramento Kings suffered a massive 132-96 loss to the Dallas Mavericks at home at G1C. The rematch coming up on Friday, a must-win game for the Kings if they want to avoid the play-in. You're listening to Drapes and Jay here. It's The Drive, guys. Sactown Sports, 1140. Looking at the text line, Jay, somebody says, Drapes, you should have stayed till the end, bagging on how the team did and then leaving early like a Laker fan.
Nah. I'm not going to do you like that, brother. You better than a Laker fan, man.
Who is this Yahoo from the 530?
Yeah.
Didn't put his name on it, of course. Texted in. Got the Twitter fingers, if you will. Texted in and throwing, you know, haymakers like that.
That's the bottom of the barrel, Drapes. A Laker fan.
Yeah.
I never do you like that, bro.
Nah, and, dude, it was like 6-something left in the game. We're down by like 28. What do you mean? Come on now. Come on.
No shot.
No shot. And it was my off day also. The fact that I even came out there to support the guy. Think about that, Jay.
You get the one day off day, you still come out.
And I still came out. Exactly. So whoever that was, man, you know, you could kick rocks. You could kick rocks. I want to get into this Caitlin Clark story because I'll be honest, Jay, I'll admit it. I'm a Caitlin Clark fan.
Okay.
I like watching her play. I think she plays with passion. I think she plays with energy. She got skills. In fact, she is a game changer, so much so, and you sent us this story in the text chain. Caitlin Clark gets blockbuster $5 million offer from Ice Cube Big 3 League. Now, Ice Cube tweeted out, "We intended the offer to remain private while Caitlin Clark plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's now already out there. Big 3 made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the Big 3. Now, let's talk about this offer here, Jay. It's a boatload of money, a bag of money, $5 million. And they only wanted her to play in, I think it was 10 games. I think $5 million to play 8 regular season games and possibly 2 playoff games. So 10 games for $5 million. If you're Caitlin Clark, are you taking that bag? Are you taking that bag?
Oof. For me, I'm saying yes.
100%, right?
Not even close.
Not even.
I had looked this up when I sent this story. The highest paid player in the WNBA is Erica Wheeler of the Fever.
What'd she make it?
Just take a wild guess. What you think?
$150,000.
A little more.
250.
Close. 242.
That's it.
That's her salary this year as the highest paid WNBA player for this season. $242,000. Absolutely, you take the $5 million. For a run of 10?
10 games.
Now, the regular season games, make it interesting. Mm-hmm. I could see if it was like a run of 10 games, exhibitions.
Right.
You know, of course, you play a little mix, co-ed, however you want to make it sound. You go and get, you know, somebody that can do the same thing. Maybe someone who just retired or who's not playing in the WNBA, you know, something of that nature. But for me, there's not a question in the world. And I'm not saying Caitlin Clark, and I did not look up her wealth. I did not, because one thing I don't like to do is count people's bag. And I don't believe that stuff. You know, when you look at people's net worth, it's not 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know what her NILs were this season, but I do know this. Playing women's basketball and garnering $5 million, it's going to take her a while to get that.
Yes.
Why not take that up front for 10 games?
Right.
That's probably they play once a week. So we're talking about a couple of months tops for $5 million?
And you can still play the WNBA.
What?
You can still get all your endorsements and everything. This is $5 million on top of all of that. And you can make history, too. This could be the start of women playing in the men's league. Like, this is bigger even than the bag. This is bigger than basketball. And so I don't know if she'll do it or not. And I wonder if some people who are against it think – maybe it's a gimmick by the big three. But we've been talking so much over the last few years about how women's sports has grown. And you're talking about arguably the greatest women's player. I would love to see her. Trust me, I know tons of women who are much better hoopers than the men. So it ain't a fact that she can't hold her own. She's not strong. No, Caitlin Clark can hoop. She can hang. And the big three is retired NBA players.
Yes, true.
She ain't having to guard LeBron, KD, or nobody like that.
Yeah.
She having to guard 60-year-old Cap Mobley. You know what I mean?
Like, boy Coutinho.
My guy from Philly, so I can do that. But, you know, gray-haired Coutinho Mobley.
Sure.
If I'm Caitlin Clark, I'm taking that bag, bro. And think about the endorsements that come from that.
Yeah, I just looked it up. $3.1 million is what she has reported, according to sources, she got for her NIL this year. Mm. So $5 million is, and I'm pretty sure Ice Cube is a sharp cat. And I saw him on the Pat McAfee show. I didn't listen to it. We'll try to get Cube on. You know, we'll try to see if we can get him on. But $5 million lets me know they picked that because that's more than she's ever earned, probably.
Right, exactly.
And they're going to make it worth her while because the detraction to this is she comes out there and gets worked and it makes her look completely bad, terrible. She can't deal with a 60-year-old Coutinho Mobley. Shouts out to the cat. And, you know, people are now throwing, you know, stones at her because the one thing for Caitlin Clark, for me, is – most people, I believe, the fact we understand she can ball, but I think part of her superpowers are no one has really gotten the best of her to the best of ability. And we saw the Angel Reese thing last year, but no one has really just balled out on her one-on-one and kind of got her frustrated and to the point to where like, ooh, she got worked over.
Right, right.
Now, we may see that happen with Juju Watkins coming at her this year. We're going to see.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of her superpower is it's like Floyd Mayweather. She hasn't lost yet.
Right.
So people are kind of tuning in to see her lose, and I'm saying personally, one-on-one. I think that could be a detraction, Drapes, of her going to playing in the big three and Coutinho.
Like if she get worked over.
Tear that down.
And that mystique of, man. It's,
she's no longer super, you know, no longer Wonder Woman.
Right.
You know?
I'm with you. But
she bleeds.
I tell you what, $5 million? How long is it going to take her to make that in the WNBA?
Oh, I'm willing to find out.
Right. For 8 games in the regular season, a possible 2, 10 games, and it's half court, 3-on-3. You do that every day of practice.
Do you think, and I mean, as you said, these guys are beyond their prime in the big three. But do you really think there's an opportunity for her to showcase anything more than what she's done playing in the big three? Like, I think for her, it would be a money grab. Like, beyond the money, I'm not saying that's not worth it.
Right.
What else is she getting from playing in the big three?
I think legacy.
Mm.
I think history.
First crossover.
First cross.
Okay.
Like, if she actually succeeds in that too, then that may open up the door for Juju down the road too. You know what I mean? A Paige Beckers of UConn. Like, and so to me, I don't see – the only downside is, like you said, if she gets worked, but then she just goes back to the women and dominate again. And, like, that was her lane anyway. That was her – where she built her reputation anyway.
So she can't lose almost.
Right, she can't lose almost. Mm. And it's 3-on-3. How worked are you getting in 3-on-3?
See, I think you could get more 1-on-1 action. You know this. Yeah. Like, it's more space, more room.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing about these guys, you're around these guys day in, day out. You travel with the Kings. You travel with Boston. You know, some of these guys.